up the Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It is Monday. It's the first day of the week, a brand new week, so whatever you hated from last week, let's change it up this week. Do you realize we're almost into August? Where did everything go? That just proves right there that life is too short. Life is too short to be worrying about a virus, to be worrying about BLM, to be worrying about Antifa. Stop worrying and take action. I was actually driving to a get-together on Saturday with my husband, and I looked over in the car next to us. The woman was wearing a mask in her car. Now that is fear. That is fear manifested right there for all to see. Because that's what they want. Not me. I want you educated. I want you informed. And I want you loving life every single day. Not waking up in stress. Not waking up pissed off. That's not good for you. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Live and local FM Talk, whatever you want to talk about. Talk and text lines are open for you until 12 o'clock, 884-9910. But here's the deal. If you let others control you, mask mandates, worried about getting COVID, which... if you missed the first part of the show, please check out the podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, you can also participate in the poll question. Is teaching the BLM curriculum a good thing to do? Should we do it here in Northern Nevada schools? Yes, no? Poll brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, but here's the deal. This is just all ridiculous. This is the worst thing that we could possibly be doing to not only ourselves, but to the little ones around us. Normalizing wearing masks. Telling the little ones that you have to wear this for grandma and grandpa or they'll die. Please listen to the first hour of the show. It's a great article by Julian Rose about this being a manufactured pandemic. Because they are testing people for any strain of a coronavirus, not specifically for COVID-19. And this, how this all came about, too, is... when the coronavirus came out and people were like, what? I haven't heard of this. And then all of a sudden they're looking at cleaning products like Lysol and it says, ooh, you know, 99% of germs of the coronavirus. That's because the coronavirus has been with us for a long time. And the way that the way that we are testing is so inefficient. We're just testing for coronavirus. We're not testing for COVID-19. So guess what? The numbers are going to increase. But all of the statistics say that the COVID-19 deaths have dropped off sharply. So then why are we still shut down and... why are we still wearing masks? And why can't the kids go back to school? And I mean, there's just why? Because they're not ready for you yet. They're not ready for the next stage of diversion. I mean, the homeless are building encampments along the trench again. Pretty much building themselves a home. So why aren't we worried about them? Has somebody put together a face mask fundraiser? No, because they're so used to living out on the streets that their bodies, these machines that we have, that when we pump ourselves full of drugs and when we keep out of harm's way, our immune system just doesn't know what to do. Their immune systems have them immune to all this stuff. I mean, hell, living out in the streets, Legionnaire's disease, the plague is coming back, tuberculosis. Oh, but nobody talks about the tuberculosis because that kills way more people than COVID-19. But that doesn't matter. Because COVID-19 is serving its purpose. Virginia City shutting down now, canceling all their events. Unless it's in a car, their crews, you know, all that stuff staying open. Just trying to keep people away from each other, keep people from talking to each other, sharing information, riling each other up. Let's go to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910 and check in with Mac this morning. Hi, Mac. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm, it's Monday. It's my favorite day of the week.
Mine too, but it's been a good day so far. So.
Good, good. I love hearing that.
Good to be on.
So what do you want to talk about, Mac? Oh, Mac. Oh, what? God. I'm sorry, Mac. I completely forgot. This is my Mac Taylor. This is one of my all-time favorite authors. And if you have not read any of his books, let me tell you, you are missing out. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Monica. Good to talk to you again.
I love hearing that. And I'm so glad that I get to talk to you again, because your book, actually, that we had you on before talking about is even more poignant now, I think, than when we talked. I mean, how do you feel about what's going on in America right now? And if you don't remember Mac's book that we talked about, it's called The Assault on Freedom in America. And boy, just over the last, 4 months, have we been assaulted?
Absolutely. We have been. It's been going on a long time. I mean, this is really a 100-year plan of cultural Marxism.
Oh, please don't tell me Mac just got cut off.
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Monica?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you there for a second. I'm like, oh, we've been having, you know, things with the bugs in our phone system, and it's like, please, no.
Well, it happens. No, but I'm here. Yeah, but I was just going to say, this is a 100-year-plus plan of cultural Marxists to basically infiltrate and subvert and fundamentally transform. We really didn't hear that word until the previous administration, but fundamentally transform our culture. Mm-hmm. And so this is a plan that's been going on a long time. And but sometime back in, I guess it was 2014, 2015, prior to Trump ever announcing, I just got this a strong sense that I needed to write this book, and I felt like I could see some things that might be coming over the horizon. And I remember driving up to, I'm in South Carolina. My daughter was in college at Elon. I remember driving up and telling her that I closed my business and we're gonna write a book. And so, so the assault on freedom. I could just see. All of my life, I've watched the Democrat Party, which did a Marxist left really back way back in the 30s, but I've just been watching them peck away at freedom all of my life. And it just got to the point where if we don't speak up and say something now, we're not going to have an America left. And so it's just people tell me every day that the book is just seems to be getting more timely every week that passes. And I think that's true because the book is written based on principles, principles of freedom, and principles don't change. So, but anyway, Marxism. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, cultural Marxism versus if people listening out there, they think of an economic Marxism where the masses are going to revolt, over those in power. But cultural Marxism is just the reason it was a 100-year plan. It's because it's a plan to infiltrate the culture, and the culture means Hollywood, it means the media, it means your churches, the synagogues, our schools, our public and private schools, our universities, and go in and upset and overturn, uproot, however you want to word it, the founding principles of this country. And we were founded based on natural law. And natural law is just simply everyone has this. It's your innate sense of up and down and right and wrong. We all have a sense of, you can't steal my things. I can't steal yours. I can't break your things. I can't harm you. You can't harm me. So natural law is the basis that we use for our jurisprudence system and our culture. But now we're going in with social justice and other things into the culture, saying, "But wait a minute, the 1% has this, or the white people have this. It's not fair." So we're going. So we want to overturn natural. We don't. But this Marxist infiltration, which is largely the elite leadership of the Democrat Party, they want to overturn our founding self-evident truths that Thomas Jefferson talked about, and then replace that with social justice and socialism, which we're now being told is the new Christianity. And it's absolutely not. It's an evil system, and it creates destruction in any society. And there's solid reasons backed up by history to bear that out. But so that's what's happening to the country. So.
You know, Mac, I am so glad that you brought up the church being corrupted, because this is something that I get emails that stop talking about the church. I love my church and, there's nothing going on, but the church has been corrupted, and it has been for generations for us. You know what I found was the most poignant moment was when that priest denied Joe Biden the Eucharist.
Right.
Because of his views on abortion. That's
right.
That's how I show the corruption of the church, because you know what? God believes in all of us, and babies are a gift from God. And if you are okay with killing them, or you are okay with someone being okay with killing them, then you
right.
should not be going to church and, professing your love for God.
I agree. And I know that sometimes unwanted pregnancies or untimed pregnancies are difficult, puts people in a difficult spot. It puts them in a difficult spot economically. You might have a young person, 18, 19 years old, not married. I realize that that's a difficult spot, and it is. But there are options. There are life options, and it's abortion. There are many children, couples out there that are childless, can't have children, and they would love to adopt a sweet child. So there are many, many, many options for this. And if a culture doesn't hold life itself sacred, then those of you within the sound of my voice, think about this. If that little baby is not sacred and important, how important do you think you are to these same people in the government? Not very.
Exactly.
Not very at all.
And
that's
a
dangerous, dangerous road to go down.
And we have seen from the way that Black Lives Matter, more people have been killed because of this movement going out there and the riots than the one man they were supposedly standing up for. Yet those people don't matter to them. Life is so inconsequential when they're trying to get their message out.
Right. Right.
Marxism.
Go ahead.
How do we change this, Mac?
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT.
Coming up after the break,
where Northern Nevada comes to talk.
Come fall,
you can't trust you'll be the only person out there. You can't trust that the animals are going to cooperate. And you definitely can't always trust the weather. But when you've logged hours building trust in your gear, you've really built trust in the most important tool in your arsenal, yourself. So come to Shields and get your season headed in the right direction with gear and expertise you can trust in-store and online at shields.com. Are you ready?
Summer is heating up, and so are the savings at Capital Ford. During our huge summer savings event, choose from the largest selection of new Ford cars, trucks, SUVs, and hybrids in northern Nevada, and save thousands, like a new 2019 F-150 Super Crew. Don't miss your last chance to get 0% financing for 84 months. That's 0% financing for 7 whole years. All new 2020 Ford Explorer, now leased for just $329 a month for 36 months. Only $329 a month. And first responders and medical professionals can save even more. Plus, you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Buy online or visit our professionally sanitized showroom today during the Summer Savings Event at Capital Ford, where everyone knows you get a better deal on America's best-selling brand. More than five at each offer. $11.90 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. $45.99 customer cash plus $2,000 Ford rebate due at lease signing plus tax and license. Zero security deposit. Mileage charge 20 cents a mile over 31,500. Unapproved credit. That's 8320.
The Matthew Axelson Foundation and 99.1 FM Talk invite you to join us for the first golf tournament. Matthew Axelson was a Navy SEAL awarded the Navy Cross. He was with Marcus Luttrell during Operation Red Wing, portrayed in the movie Lone Survivor. The Axelson Foundation raises money for various military organizations, including the SEAL Family Foundation and Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Join us on Sunday, August 9th at Genoa Lakes Ranch Course. This tournament is a great way to interact with our military players and show them how much we appreciate their service. If you're a golfer, please join us. If not, please consider sponsoring a military player and join us for dinner after the tournament. For more information, email jerry@evansbroadcast.com or call Donna Axelson at 408-821-9436. Show you care. Call 408-821-9436.
If rodents and insects are overrunning you or your yard, just call CAD. CAD Pest Control of Northern Nevada. Each year brings a new wave of infestation, and CAD's been knocking them dead since 1958. When the spiders or mice come creeping in, just call CAD. CAD Pest Control will take the steps needed to keep your peace and quiet, peaceful and quiet. Just call CAD for all the things bugging you. CAD Pest Control of Northern Nevada, 881-2200, or find them on the web at cadpestcontrol.com.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. Before we get to a Fox News update coming up here at the bottom of the hour, I've got Mac Taylor, the author of the book, The Assault on Freedom in America. Mac, thank you so much for joining me today. It's such a pleasure to have you back on the show, because this, your book really shows what has been going on for decades, decades and decades and decades. And I feel like we're sitting on a precipice right now that if we don't do something, if we don't wake up more people to the fact that just even in the last 4 months, we have tolerated the assault on our freedoms. This is not good for the country to not fight back against this. Our school systems, our media, our politicians, where do we go from here? Because that's what people ask me the most is, what can I do?
Right. I people ask me too. A lot of people see the problem. They see the unrest and cities burning and people being harmed, and they wonder, you know, what the answer is. And I think it goes back. We're witnessing an ideological battle of a millennia. This is a, you know, the founding principles of America were radical and revolutionary in all of the history of the world. It was prior to America, governments were basically kings, queens, dictators, and tyrants. And that was it. You did what the king or queen said, or you'd lose your head or be burned at the stake. America figured out The only true minority is the single individual, because no two of us are alike. And so the only way to have a unity and peace in the land is to form a government around the sovereignty of the individual. And that's we're in July. This is the 4th of July month, the time that we celebrate our nation's
not this year
separated from England. But it's the great thing about the Revolutionary Act of American Government was the sovereignty of the individual. And that brings about, if we all unify on the principles of freedom, then that maximizes diversity of opinions and lifestyles within the country. However, if we go down this road of a forced unity, of a government forced unity in political correctness and social justice and lifestyles, then that's going to equal civil unrest. And so we have to unify around the principles of freedom and stop trying to make each other agree with each other on lifestyle and different. That was the beauty of America. You could have your diverse opinions as long as you agreed that we all get to talk, we all get to speak. I can't break your things and you can't break mine, can't harm you and you can't harm me. We just need to agree on those basic principles and then get the government out of our lives. Washington has a large role to play in this division and unrest that we see in the country, because they're meddling in matters that are not theirs to meddle in. And one of them is the marriage laws. Another one is abortion. So Washington needs to go back to the 17 enumerated jobs that it has, and they're listed in the Constitution, and get out of our lives. I mean, Washington is a big part, again, is a big part of creating this unrest.
Yeah, that's, boy, no truer words, let me tell you. Please find it for yourself, or even if you want to borrow my copy, but I say, you know, hey, get an autographed copy from Mac. All you have to do is log on to mactaylor.org. It is The Assault on Freedom in America, and I got this one on Amazon, but I'm sure you can find it a lot of other places, right, Mac?
Right, you can, absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and you be safe in the Carolinas, because you've got the unrest going on there, too. Thank you, Mac Taylor. Thanks, Mac. All right, we got to take a quick Fox News break, and then we'll be back with more of the assault on your freedoms coming up right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question. A lot of school districts around the country are considering implementing the Black Lives Matter instructional plans into their school districts. Do you think Northern Nevada should be thinking about that? Yes or no? Actually getting a few people voting yes now. Black Lives Matter is a racist organization in itself. It is a Marxist organization started by George Soros. Gave him the seed money. They've been around for 7 years. So since their 7 years of being formed, they have raised over $1 billion. They haven't had one neighborhood cleanup. They haven't sent one poor black child to college, bought school supplies, fed the hungry, or donated to the food bank, or providing housing to one poor black family. So where is all the money going? It's going to buy huge charter buses to transport members around to the riots. So this post can be found on Douglas County Rants and Raves. Douglas County Library supports Black Lives Matter in defunding the police. People are saying, read their possible diversity statement for discussion. This is what they're going to be discussing. It's on their agenda, in their agenda packet. Let's see, when's the meeting? It's tomorrow. They're having a special meeting. This is so important. They're having a special meeting at 10 a.m. and you can go through all of the agenda items. Now, innocuously, here it's just for possible discussion. Diversity statement. Okay, well, that doesn't really say anything. But when you go into the actual diversity statement, Douglas County Public Library denounces all acts of violence, racism, and disregard for human rights. We support hashtag Black Lives Matter. Okay, well, if you support Black Lives Matter, then you just discounted everything you put before that. Because Black Lives Matter is about racism. And it is disregarding human rights. So I'm not quite sure what the Douglas County Library is thinking about here. Because it should just be a basic that if you go into a county library, yeah, there should be nothing racial there. There should be no divide. Because we're all allowed to go into a public library and read, to remove things, as long as you check it out. So I'm not quite sure why they feel the need to get political. Thank you, Cindy, for your post. The library is for everyone. They need to keep politics and political views out. Exactly. But they're not. Not the Washoe County Library System, not the Douglas County Library System. None of them are. UNR especially. So what do you do? Well, 10 a.m. tomorrow. If you want to voice your concerns about this. We see how non-political positions are becoming politicized everywhere. Why? To cause divide. To cause divide. Look back at everything that we've been divided on. They've pit men against women. It's all about misogyny. They're all sexist. That's not true. There are millions of incredible men out there. Of all races, all religions. Yet they look at all men as misogynists. All men. You start putting that all in front of things, and that's when we go to hell. We are supposed to be loving each other. We are supposed to be supporting each other in all of our endeavors and not leaving anyone out. He commands us. But we're not. Why is that? Because of divides. Religions against religions. Mask wearers against non-mask wearers. At what point do you say no more? At some point, the silent majority is going to be having to become more vocal. More out there. Speaking of more vocal, demand it of your media. I came across a story last night that I had no idea Did you know that when we were doing the primary ballot on June 9th, that a woman waiting outside in line to cast her vote, but because there's only one voting place because of a farce of a virus, she passed out from being in the sun and cracked her head on the pavement. You know what's pretty disgusting? Is the media was standing right there. And rather than do a story on somebody who physically hurts themselves and has to be taken away in an ambulance because of the political system that we have right now and the way that they are keeping or that they kept the people from voting. A lot of fraud in that primary vote. So much so that there are some areas that don't even have their results up, the ballot results. They're keeping the information from the people. That media crew had no interest of doing a story on her. They were there to cover the primary. That's all they were going to do. Just cover the results. Not covering the fact that large corporations with big stores like Walmart and Home Depot can be open. With people wearing masks, people not wearing masks. Yet we can't find just a few more locations to vote than the registrar's office. Some people had to wait up to 3 hours. That's not acceptable. And I believe that Barbara Sagafsky, our Secretary of State, is hearing the message. But you have to keep letting her know until it is time to start getting the ballots out. You know, we still got, what, 99 days, 98 days? You need to let her know that a mail-in ballot state is not, capital N-O-T, not acceptable. Not then, not now, not ever. And using the marketing of the military? Well, if it's good enough for us, why can't you do it? That is also unacceptable. The military does it because they are off fighting for freedom. At least that's what the higher-ups tell them. That's a whole different show. But it's all in marketing. Everything has been marketed to you through the media, through commercials, accept the new normal, do it for your family, we're all in this together. No, we're not all in this together. Every single person is an individual with different lifestyles, different priorities. Just because one person loses their job doesn't mean that somebody else losing their job is going to have the same outcome. Oh, it's okay. My husband works. He's taking care of everything. We've just cut back a little bit. And then you go to the single mom who's basically living donation to donation because she still hasn't even gotten her unemployment check because our Dieter system is so screwed up. Thanks, Sisolak. Thanks, Sandoval. Yeah, this isn't all Sisolak's fault. It's Sandoval's fault as well. He had 8 years to clean up the Department of Training and Rehabilitation. Wasn't done then. And it's come crashing down around us. Because people aren't taking responsibility for what's going on right now. Because we're all in this together. No, we're not. And you need to start speaking up on how you're seeing things play out. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk,
KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here with me today. 10 to noon every weekday. I appreciate whatever time that I can get with you. Just received this quick email from Charles. Love your show. Can you tell me if it's possible to hear a replay of the segment today about Satanism and masks, etc.? I caught only a very end of it when you said it went back many presidents, and you said that when are you going to take your mask off? Please let me know. All of our shows can be found at 991fmtalk.com. There's a podcast tab there, and if you just go to that, it'll take you to all the shows. You just put in the show and the hour. That's how you can find it by what we were talking about. So appreciate that that request there. Thank you for the thank you as well. I appreciate that. So while you're there at 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question, which, you know, it's not going to be 100% because there are a number of people who are blinded by the Black Lives Matter movement. And that's all it is a movement. It is nothing for people of color. It is just a movement out there to take away from what's really going on in this world. Because this is not a racist country. But they have to have something, some sort of platform to get out there to make people sympathetic. It's kind of like the climate changers out there that go by different names. And they're all here in Northern Nevada. Many school systems in the United States are set to roll out Black Lives Matter themed lesson plans this fall. Should Northern Nevada school districts participate in this? Just yes or no. So far, we have 96.55% of those participating. No. 3.45%, yes. That's what you really want taught in the schools. You want it taught that in this day and age, in 2020, that there should be reparations. There should be special treatment, that, wow, all the different things that they're going on. Because, you know, their platform isn't about Black lives anymore. It's also about climate change. Yeah, go read their platform. It's really easy to find. All you have to go is to Black Lives Matter, I think it's .orgs. .org and it will show you right there what they're interested in. Okay, if supporting the Black community and making things better when it comes to racism, why are you worried about climate change? Why are you worried about more restrictions on people? Because this is a Marxist movement. Really? You want even more Marxism taught in school? Because that's just about all they're teaching now. They're not teaching about the true history. And why would that be? Could it be that one of the biggest book manufacturers in the world donates big to Black Lives Matter? Will we have to be rewriting the books once again? Who profits from that? Money makes the world go around. Just follow the money trail. Like Nike bowing down to China. Just follow the money trail. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.